Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and neilhaley.com. And I am always excited to interview entrepreneurs because being an entrepreneur myself, I see so much of what they do, how they think out of the box and all those things. So I'm excited to welcome the program real estate mogul Sydney Torres of CNBC's The Deed. Sydney, thanks for calling. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Let's come break it right down in so many ways. You started in a different entrepreneurial venture before real estate. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, I was in the music business with, I actually used to be the personal assistant to Lenny Kravitz back in the early 90s and working at a radio station before I got to working for doing construction type work and getting into buying and flipping homes.
Interesting. And then, but you also did another interesting entrepreneurial venture that made you money with an app too. Was that before real estate or after you were?
That was about 2 years ago. I got involved in that. And I was in the garbage business. I had gotten into the garbage business after Hurricane Katrina because the city needed help cleaning up. And I ended up renting a truck, and within 7 years I grew it to having 150 trucks and 300 employees. I was the largest waste hauler in the state, and I sold that company in 2012.
Wow. So again, so interesting. So that was before even the, so were you doing real estate flipping before that or not? No. So this was your major entrepreneur.
Yeah, I was in real estate. I started in real estate in 1998. I bought my first fixer upper. My grandmother co-signed a loan for me to get into the real estate business. And I remember it took me three months to renovate and get her off the co-signature. And from 1997 to 99, I developed over $100 million in real estate in and around New Orleans and the Caribbean.
But then you had to kind of adjust to the market. When Katrina happened, you really wanted to help with that process. So that take us back real quickly, and I'm sure on the show you're going to do that as well, of how Katrina felt to you, especially being from that area and seeing it happen.
Yeah, I think the difference between an entrepreneur and a serial entrepreneur, which I call myself a serial entrepreneur, is being able to adjust to the, you know, the surroundings and being able to have and be diverse and your what you do is not just focusing on one thing, and figuring out where you can help with your skills and your financial ability. I think it's important to becoming a successful serial entrepreneur. And so for me, it was after Hurricane Katrina hit, I was $8 million in debt with my hotels, real estate ventures, and there was a need, and people needed help. And so I came back to New Orleans to get people hotel rooms to sleep in because there was no water or power, so I had to get generators and water trucks to get my hotels open. And I realized that at the time, there was no garbage service, so I rented a truck to move the garbage out of my hotel because I was housing the first responders. And through that process, the mayor and other people said, "Can you help pick up the French Quarter?" And so I started picking up in different places with the one truck. And before you know it, I was, you know, in 7 years, I was the largest waste hauler in the city. And when I sold that company, I got back into real estate. I've always had real estate projects going on, but
right.
I really got heavy back into it in 2012. And that's when CNBC called me and said, "We want to do a show with you that focuses on you helping lend money to individuals like yourself when you started. We want to be able to show that
great.
The American dream is still alive and that, you know, you can get in the real estate game if you don't have a bunch of money. And this is how you do it, by watching this show."
And see, I think that's great because everyone needs to have hope, right? You were rock bottom before Katrina, right? You were so much debt. And
correct.
You really needed somebody to help, and you got yourself out. But you see, as this person who, once you kind of changed it to a serial entrepreneur, going to New Orleans, helping others, you made your money back tenfold in so many ways. And now you're like, "I want to give other people opportunities like this and teach them, be their mentor, teach them how to flip houses and make money through your investing in them," right?
Absolutely, and that's what's great about this show is unlike any other flipping show, I'm putting up $1.5 million in the first series, and it really shows people like what it's like to do real estate. It's not like you see on TV where everybody's happy and everything goes fine and maybe you have a change order for $300 or $500. This is major financial risk that people have taken on or want to take on, and they just don't do their homework. And, you know, the contractor ends up billing them more money for change orders. And so it teaches you what to do, what not to do. And I think it's a really good show because CNBC has shows that are financially driven because right. they're financial channels. And so it, if you really want to learn about the real estate game without going to a seminar or buying a book, you can do it by watching this show, and I think you'll learn a lot from it.
So you're kind of in the way, Sydney's saying, it's a challenge to flip houses. You have these guys hawking it, saying, go to buy my program right now, and you're going to be rich in the next 90 days, that kind of stuff. And it's, there's not,
that's not true.
And
yeah.
there's so much glitz. Go ahead.
Yeah, so much. I'm doing, today I'm doing radio tours all over the United States. Your show, thank you for having me, and other shows. And when I'm on hold, I hear all these advertisements about people saying, you know, buy my book and you can become a multimillionaire within days. It's not that easy. And I think that, you know, what people don't say or show is what you really go through and getting in the real estate game and what it takes to really become a real estate developer. And so I think our show does that. For free, you can tune in, watch it, and it really shows you the things that you can learn and what to do, what not to do if you want to get in the real estate business.
So Wednesday night, March 1st is the debut. What time can people tune in to watch on in the East?
Wednesday night. It's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time. What I would say is that it's Wednesday night, March 1st, and it's every Wednesday for the month of March is a different person that I invest with or people I invest with. So each Wednesday is a different deal, but the premiere is March 1st, which is, I hope and ask that your listeners please tune in for supporting it.
Absolutely. And then if they aren't able to tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern, what's so great is they can go ahead, go back on demand and watch it. That's the nice thing, and catch up, Sydney, if they don't catch up at the beginning. That's the greatest thing
Absolutely.
About the way this is, TV's works now. You can choose when you watch and not. It's a good thing. But again, if you have nothing to do 10 p.m. Eastern, watch it for sure.
Absolutely. DVR it or, you know, tune in next Wednesday. The following Wednesday is coming on again. So really appreciate the tune in for the premiere, and I hope you guys learned something from it.
All right, where's the best place we can find information on you, Sydney? Where can we go?
You can go to at Sydney Torres the Fourth. If you Google my name, you'll see my Twitter page and my website. If you Google Sydney D. Torres the Fourth, or just you could put in Sydney Torres, it pops up on Google, and you'll see my Twitter handle, or you'll see my social media. You can get on there and follow me.
All right, well, thanks, Sydney, for calling. Best of luck with the show, and it's tremendous what you did for the people in New Orleans. You have to be commended for that, and just keep on doing great work and helping others. So thanks again for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.